The Beagle Brigade over the last month has been getting some much-deserved publicity.
Joe Cool.
Well, yeah, but while that particular beagle is combating the Red Baron, his canine cousins trained at the Agriculture Department's National Detector Dog Training Center in Georgia have been making our borders safe from incoming pests and diseases by sniffing out prohibited ag products, like one such beagle at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport did by finding a roasted pig head. Recognizing the importance of the Beagle Brigade's daily duties is Liz Wagstrom.
Those beagles are our first line of defense. We have a lot of international travelers who are coming from a lot of places that have diseases we don't want, and they may not know that they shouldn't be bringing in meat products. They may come from a culture that feeds meat scraps to pigs, so we need to make sure that that first line of defense is in place.
The chief veterinarian of the National Pork Producers Council says over the next year, her organization plans to work closely with USDA and its Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service and Customs and Border Patrol to beef up the Beagle Brigade.
Do we have all the beagles we need? What are the barriers to having more? Is there anything we as industry can do to advocate for increasing the number if we need to?
Wagstrom says the Beagle Brigade is just one part of what she calls a three-legged stool, consisting of prevention, preparedness, and protection that will be needed to keep the threat of African swine fever away from our nation's pork producers.
African swine fever is a viral disease of swine that's deadly, and it's also considered trade-limiting. We really need to focus on two of the three legs of that stool, so prevention and preparedness to keep it out, as well as the laboratory network to be able to mediate identify it and help us control it, because there is no vaccine for African swine fever. Likely not going to be a vaccine anytime soon.
And she adds efforts to prevent African swine fever and other diseases will involve partnership with various USDA entities.
You look at the research efforts on both foot and mouth disease as well as African swine fever have been very important. So that's been important, but also has been our USDA partnerships with import-export to make sure we're importing safe products.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.